mind if we go ahead and just start? Everyone all right then?
Roll.
Get it done, buddy.
Good. Still morning. 5 more minutes till afternoon. We'll start the action agenda now. We'll open up for any public comments. Anyone like to make any statements regarding anything? Please come on up.
My name is Freya Larkins, and I am from Stafford County, Virginia, and I'm one of 3 members of our FAMPO's TAG group, the Citizens Advisory Group. And I'm speaking for all 3 of us. I just want to make a few comments about the Fredericksburg transportation issue. First of all, we want to thank you for your leadership, which is going to be vital in moving us ahead, solving traffic congestion in the Fredericksburg region. It is important also, as you talked about, doing this in some phases, but it's also essential that everything moves ahead quickly. Recommendation number 1, the widening 95 and the CD lanes and the river crossing, the Rio Stafford Parkway are all essential, as is in a new exit off 95 to Route 3. However, it's also very important that a bypass also now be considered now. If we had had the bypass that was proposed 15 years ago, if we had had that now, we would have been in an entirely different situation with our traffic. This bypass could possibly move ahead with recommendation number 2, but we want to point out that that recommendation dumps traffic, truck traffic coming down 17. It may take that bypass, or that partial bypass down Route 3, and dumps it out onto Route 3, and then go back to 95. Situation of trying to find another path from Route 3 down to 95 is going to be almost impossible. It was impossible almost 15 years ago, which is one of the big reasons it ran into a big wall of public opposition to that particular bypass. Politically, the only way we see that things could move forward in the bypass from Fredericksburg right now is to the east. Now, I know that the eastern bypass is the most expensive. It did make it through the first phase of the cut. There's a lot of things it would do. It would help with economic development because the eastern side of Fredericksburg, there is really room for growth on that side of the city, whereas there probably isn't as much on the western side. It would allow truck traffic on Route 17 to continue this route instead of having to go through Fredericksburg. It could go totally around and follow the whole north south route. It also would provide improved access to 301, improved access to 480 Hill. We would encourage you to move ahead with funding for recommendation number 1, but please also include option 10 as a recommendation for number 2. We feel like the Eastern Way is the way to go. And it's not just me, there are other people on call who agree, and there's a lot of work to be done with that. We realize that. We think it's better than wasting our time going to the West and running problems that you think about. Think outside the box. Thank you.
Thank you. What was your group? Who are you with?
It's the Transportation Advisory Group, which is a citizens group that, if you work with the
group,
we can help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to make a statement? Come on up.
Good afternoon. My name is Kevin Danker. I'm the executive director for the Williamsburg Area Transit Authority. And I just wanted to, quickly applaud the TISDAC committee for their hard work on this really difficult matters that they really came out, I believe, with a good solution. It was not easy. Everyone had to kind of take cuts throughout the time. But I believe the committee deliberated extensively, listened to a lot of different transit agencies across the Commonwealth. I urge you to approve the plan that was presented. I also want to assure you that I am part of the working group who will be looking at the concerns that the minority folks have. That we will be making sure that either the current plan is good or is otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, and the CTE members, Brian Smith, the Transportation District Commission, Hampton Roads Transit. HRT, as you may be aware, provide transit service to 6 of Virginia's 10 largest cities, bus, ferry, light rail, TDM, air transit. Just briefly want to say we also would echo what was just said. We greatly appreciate the world of the CHIPS Act. It's difficult to overstate the significance of what they've been able to accomplish, and really appreciate all the good work. And with that, we do support the recommendations contained in TISDAC's final report. Earlier, I said on both the operating assistance based on performance measures, we welcome that, support that very much. And then also on the capital outlays as you're considering to this. We're particularly pleased about the 68% state participation rate for Tier 1 for replacement and expansion vehicles. HRT's ridership has grown 33% over the last 7 years. Certainly, as we look to the future, we look to expand our system and to meet demand. But our number one priority in the foreseeable future, and frankly, indefinite, is to achieve and to maintain a state of repair. So that level of participation in Tier 1 would be very much appreciated. The use of the gross cost approach in particular is going to provide us with additional flexibility to be able to get more projects done, to be able to encumber additional state funding and to get more projects done, which for us, for example, would be repowering or refurbishing or replacing our bus fleet, which we have a significant problem. I appreciate the work of TISDAC, the work that you're doing, and support the recommendations contained in the
thank you very much. Anyone else?
Good afternoon. Larry Hagan. I'm here on behalf of GRTC Transit here in Virginia, and we're here to express our support for the lead of the new capital allocation methodology. Tell you all, I've been part of this today, and what I have seen is a state agency, in this case, the Department of Rail and Public Transit staff, continually pushing for the most accurate and equitable means of stripping these new state dollars in a way that benefits all the transit systems. We are firmly in support of that. The operating dollars that were approved by this board recently, we feel those principles were reflected there, and we also feel that the principles were reflected in the capital allocation methodology that's before you today, so we urge your support as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Close out citizens' time. Mr. Miller, what did you?
Mr. Chairman, I was disappointed I was not able to change my travel plans and get back here last night for the dinner. I just wanted to say, it's been a huge honor and privilege for me to serve this body under your leadership. I didn't know you well before, but you made sure I got to know you well afterwards. And while we don't always agree on everything, we do agree on the major things. And I really have been privileged to see your leadership, to see your hard work and your competency. And I think it's just been a great thing for our Commonwealth. And it's been a real honor and privilege to serve with you, Mr. Worley, Ms. Drake, and the rest of the staffs here, Carol, and so forth. And I just wanted to say that publicly since I didn't get to do so last night. And I appreciate it. Thank you for it.
Mr. Miller, thank you very much. Appreciate the comments. The comments last night. I'll miss you all because I'm out of here. We'll now close the minutes of the last meeting. Any amendments?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All those opposed? No? Excellent. Thank you. Go to truck and trailer. Mr. Carey, any questions on this?
This is a very standard through truck restriction. It's two routes.